Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Raw live call. We are here to get things started. We are excited that God has given us this opportunity to use this technology in this way. We've been talking about love is patient, love is kind all week, and we are excited that we are bringing forth to this end. Just on calls, that is, but not end in the day-to-day in which we're supposed to walk in that patience and kindness. So let's go ahead and get started by handing the call over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Deanna.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Good deal, good deal. So I do welcome everybody on the line tonight as we have another discussion on this powerful topic, y'all. We have been talking about this whole week. Love is patient, love is kind, the characteristics of Christianity. And, you know, we must possess those in order to be considered a child of God, a Christian, a true Christian. And it's very vital that we do understand the importance of these two characteristics. They are the first two that God uses to describe himself. When God says love is, what he's saying is, I am. I am patient, I am kind.
Yes.
What's up with that? And do understand that everything that God does is pinpoint, accurate, perfect. He placed those two right up front for a reason. He said, I am patient, I am kind. So if God is patient and kind, as children of God, we must be patient and kind.
Amen.
With that being said, let us go ahead and pray, Miss Tiana. Y'all, this is the Monday Night Live. This is Monday Night Raw, okay? The Learning Center, okay? We're on Facebook Live, where I'll be going on in a matter of seconds right after we pray, and we're going to get going, okay? Miss Tiana, you want to go ahead and open us up for prayer, please?
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this continued gift of life that you've blessed each and every one of us on this call with. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing us unconditional love. That means that, Heavenly Father, you have not only allowed us to rise every single morning, Heavenly Father, but you have shown us unconditional kindness and unconditional patience in and through our lives. Heavenly Father, may we take that example that you have given us, Heavenly Father, and show that to every person that you send us way. Heavenly Father, we know, Heavenly Father, that it's easy to do that so with the ones that we love. But Heavenly Father, may we show that patience and that kindness with whomever may rub us the wrong way, with whomever may just not do things what we think is right. But Heavenly Father, just as you love on us and the things that we don't do right, dear Lord, may we love on others. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this platform to continue to share your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So with that being said, Miss Tiana, is Mr. DJ out there this evening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. So how are we doing on our recovery, Mr. DJ?
Man, God is awesome. He surpassed me quicker than I imagined and actually helped me complete two things while I was supposed to have been recuperated. So I'm relaxing and feel better than ever.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. With that being said, why don't you share a little bit, you know, real briefly about this topic this week, love is patient, love is kind.
Love is patient, love is kind. Principles of Christianity can be summed up from me tonight with four simple words. Patience, discipline, understanding, and faith. Those words, again, are patience, discipline, understanding, and faith. Those are the principles of Christianity. And if you're supposed to be a Christian, that means that you are Christ-like, and Christ is love. Love is patient. Love portrays all of those four principles that I just said. And from what I gathered from us talking this week, those are the four key elements of Christianity. That's what we must have if you're going to call yourself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, principles reflecting Christianity, but to call yourself a Christian, of course, you have to be born again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. And Ms. Tiana, what about you, real quick? What you got to say about this topic? Love is patient, love is patient.
This topic was absolutely amazing, and each week a 10 check, because it's so easy for us to lose some of those patience and kindness in our day to day work if we allow things to upset us. And for me, just to share a testimony, I did allow that to happen to me last week, where an angry parent, I kind of went angry and met her where she was, and that was ungodly of me. But I'm thankful for the revelation, and I'm thankful for that knowledge of when you do wrong, you have the right to turn that thing around. And this week, just to testify, I was able to find out who that parent was, call them up, and was able to apologize for my actions, because that was not representative of God, not representative of whom I choose to represent, which is Him, and definitely not representative of the administration in which I was representing in that moment. So in that, when we do wrong, when it comes to patience and kindness, if we can take it upon ourselves to own our errors and correct those ways, there's a major difference that we can portray in the life that we're supposed to walk. And I'm happy to say I was able to talk to the woman then face-to-face and being able to walk away with hugs, because we both knew our errors and were able to both admit it to one another. So being patient and being kind, man, are truly, truly representative of Christ, and just grateful that He gives us that constant reminder of what we are to do for one another.
Gotcha. Love is patient, love is kind. Okay, y'all, we are now on Facebook Live, so go ahead and join in on Facebook Live. Hello, Miss Tanette. I see Miss Tanette out there. All right, so y'all ready? Let's get
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
We have been talking about love being patient, love being kind. Now, y'all know those are the first two characteristics that Christ identifies Himself with. Hello, Ms. Shabri. Yep, that's the first two characteristics. Y'all know this. Okay? 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Okay, everybody got that?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Hello, Ms. Dina and Ms. Monique. So, y'all, let's get to it. Ms. Tiana, let's throw us some email questions that we may have about this topic, love being patient, love being kind.
Okay. 2 seconds, sir. Let me pull this one up right here for you. The first question I had this evening, Mr. Carr, is I've been training my newest peer on the same thing over and over again here at work. It's taken an hour out of my already busy day in and day out. I don't want to be rude with her, but enough is enough already. How do I let her know this is it?
Can you repeat that question? I want everybody to hear.
Sure, sir. I've been training my newest peer on the same thing over and over again here at work. It's taken at least an hour out of my already busy day in and day out. And I don't want to be rude, but she's not getting it. And enough is enough already. How do I let her know that this is it?
So you've been training your newest
friend.
Okay.
Newest coworker. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, that accent is a little different over there. And okay. Mr. DJ, let's get to it. Okay, let's get to that, Mr. DJ, that first question. Did you hear it all, Mr. DJ?
Yes, I did. First of all,
okay.
First of all, you would be out of bounds, if you will, because if you're at work, that's your job. That's what you're getting paid to do. Okay, so that's your job, first and foremost. If you work at McDonald's and your job is to fix Big Macs, I don't care if 80, 90, 10,000 come in. That's your job. You got to fix the Big Macs. Ain't no sense in being rude over it because that's the job that you chose. So
right.
With that, you need to train the girl. If it takes more than an hour, that's fine, but you still have to do your job. But now, if you're noticing that this is not going to make it, this is going to cripple you guys, then, of course, you know, you can always speak up, speak to management, and say, hey, you know, this person needs to be on this, or going to need more time, you know, more time than being allotted. So you have to have some discipline. And yes, you do have to have some patience and be kind. You don't. I'm a firm believer, and maybe people call me living in a fairy tale. I don't believe that you have to be rude. I don't believe in attitude at all. And maybe because I taught middle school for 16 years, I don't do attitudes. You can get short with me all day long, and I walk away or tune you completely out before I stoop to your level and get an attitude. You know, so I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, because to the flip side of that, it could be a bug could hit my car and I'm mad because I just washed the car. So I you know, call it what you will, but I'm just saying it's not necessary for you to be rude or have an attitude, you know.
All right. Miss Tiana, can you repeat that question again and repeat it slowly so we can get this?
All right. The question is, I've been training my newest peer or coworker on the same thing over and over again, and it's been taking an hour out of my already busy day each day, day in and day out. I don't want to be rude, but enough is enough already. She's just not getting it. How do I let her know that this is it?
Okay. So when you say love is patient, love is kind, when is enough enough? Can somebody out there on Facebook Live answer that? When is enough enough? When do you just throw in the towel? You know, when do you say enough is enough? When does patience run out? Hello, Miss Crystal. When does patience run out? You know, we say grace and mercy run out. When does patience run out? You've been training somebody for a long time. When do you say, I'm good, I'm done? How many errors people have to make? Y'all know it's easy to be patient when things are going our way.
Correct.
Right.
But what about when things don't go your way? You're training someone. You're training a peer, a coworker, and they've just been messing up from day one. When does patience run out? Ms. Sarah say, when you have done all you can do.
Well, it's a difference too, Mr. Cobb. You being paid when your shift ends. That's when the patience give out. But it's time to go home. If you're human.
Mr. DJ say, when the check in, all right.
Yeah, when y'all check in, that's it.
All right, so that's the natural pay. Now, the Bible says that our reward is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we owe no man, we owe every man nothing but to love them. So we owe everybody patience and kindness. Now, how do you know patience, you know, when does it end, or when should it start, or when should I not do this? Watch this. When does God, all right, Ms. Jean, I see you. When does God ever stop being patient with us?
He doesn't.
Never.
Steve, I don't care how old we are. It doesn't matter how old you are. God has yet stopped to be patient with you. He is still being patient with us. Even when we think we got it going on, God is patient with us.
That's right.
So y'all know we wishy-washy when it comes to God. See, sometimes we have good seasons, and then we have those seasons where we just don't know if we're Christian or not. Now, we might use the title, but we just don't really know. That's right,
indeed.
Mr. Ned. God is always patient with us. So when you're working with somebody, even in the natural, when you're working with someone, do you or should you give up on them, or should you say, hey, I'm done? I think it's more than one way to skin a cat.
That's true.
Okay, let me ask you this, because we get tired of people. What's up, Tori? I see you, man. We get tired of people, but what about this? Do you get tired of your children? Because that's a coworker that's trying to train, and money is on the line, meaning your livelihood. But what about this? What about your child? Do you get tired of training something that you love? And y'all know our children can be, we can have two kids, and they're polar opposites. Okay, one of them you have great patience with because they demonstrate great understanding. But the other one, I mean, it's like talking to a doorknob.
Right.
Right? So therefore, what I'm saying is, regardless of where you're encountering it, a lot of times God presents things before us just so we can see where we are lacking. And a lot of us, if we all be honest, lack patience in certain situations. Now, some of us may say that we're patient up until it breaks comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of us are patient with money because money has never been your momentum thing. That's not what you chase. But in the same token, you're impatient when it comes to people just being clean around you. You may be impatient with that mortgage company handling their business. See, you may be impatient when it comes to the neighborhood in which you pay your taxes that the city council. See, we have different variations as far as patience now. Y'all follow me?
We do. We do.
As a matter of fact, DJ, we may demonstrate patience with one individual more than we do the other. In other words, we're more tolerant of certain people and things than we are other people and things.
Amen.
Come on. Because y'all know when it's somebody we don't like, our patience is like right here. But when it's somebody we love, you know, we just say, hey, that's just them. That's their personality. Okay?
Right.
So although it's somebody that you're training, it can be a coworker. It does not matter. True praise, oh, Lord, y'all listen to me. Listen to me on this.
Come on.
When it's real patience and patience from God, when that patience is birthed from God through you, when it is sent from God through you, true patience has no respect of a person of where it's dispersed. In other words, you are patient with the people on the corner who's selling drugs, as well as you're patient with your pastor. You can't be more patient with your pastor and not patient with the people who's selling drugs and call yourself a child of God. That's a lie.
Truth.
That's a lie, people. Come on. Come on. That's a lie. Now, let me put this to the test, Mr. DJ. That, you know, answers the question, because we need to be patient with that peer, co-worker, whatever we're training. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Because people get all sensitive when you're talking about their pastor. Don't you talk about my pastor.
That's right.
But God is my pastor.
All right.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, watch this. Here's the thing. Watch this. As a matter of fact, all the people who had pastors when Jesus came, Jesus put their pastors on blast. They was called your, your scribes and
Pharisees.
Come on, people. In other words, Jesus came to challenge those who were in authority because they was about to stone a woman to death. And the same woman who was about to stone, Jesus had more patience with her than he had with them. So why he didn't have as much patience with them? Oh, he had the patience, but it didn't seem like it. Watch this, because conviction will make things look a little different. Watch this, y'all. When God hits the scene, conviction look like you're being pushy, like you're being mean. No, patience will always correct you as well now. So Jesus corrected who was about to stone that woman to death. In other words, how many of us put more patience in the pastor than the people on the street corner? See, we got it backwards. I give people in the world more patience than I give people who know the word of God. To whom much is given, much is required. The people in the world don't know.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, Facebook Live. Talk to me now.
Yeah. Someone on Facebook Live, Mr. Carr, I believe her name is Miss Tynette.
She said she would talk
to the manager or director, whoever's in charge, and see if someone else can train them. And then in regards to her child, she'd pray every night for God to help her in that area of patience with her son.
Oh, and there's nothing wrong with that, Ms. Tynette, because one thing about patience, we have to know our limitations. The Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. I love this topic. Love is patient. Love is kind. We got to be careful with how we are angry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That has a momentum swing, Mr. DJ, because we are okay with being angry. But actually, we need to back off of being angry, and we can be, you know, upset because things not lined up with God. But see, what happens is we stay there so long to where patience runs out the window. So we don't know our limitations. Like Ms. Tynette just said, it's okay. If I can't help you, hold on, can I get somebody who can? Because I know where I'm lacking, and God, I don't want to sin right now. I'm trying to stay upright.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right, Ms. Tynette. You have to know your limitations. But watch this, Ms. Tynette. If God don't send somebody to take over, that means you must be the one. You got to work a little harder and dig a little deeper.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
And
that's
how we also get in trouble when we backpedal with patience. For instance, you might just have it out with your mom, but you ain't going to let nobody else talk about your mom. Time they say something about your mama, then you ready to fight. That's when patience go all out the window, but you can fight with her.
You can fuss with them, you know, but ain't nobody else going to. And some people do that as well, like you were saying with the pastor, but with the kids and everything. You can't say that to my son. You know your son need help or got, you know, something wrong with him or what have you, but can't nobody else say that. You know,
that's right.
You know, you can't say that about somebody else.
That's right. So, y'all, typically, when it comes to situations like this, no matter what it is, what's up, Jerry? That's my old roommate, y'all. That's my boy there, Jerry Godfrey. But look, y'all, typically, when it comes to patience, we are more patient with those things that we love. Now, here's the kicker. The Bible says that we owe everybody love. In other words, God's telling us that we should be patient with everybody.
Yes.
Can I say that again? Y'all, typically, we are patient with those things that we love, that we value. We're typically patient with those who we love and value. And those people who we don't really know and that we really don't value, we're not as patient with. But the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love them. Owe no one nothing but to love. Y'all, we owe people patience, whether we want to give it or not. See, here's
that's
the thing. Given. To whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required. God has given us. Do you not understand how much patient God has been with us? He has given us so much patience. So since he's given us patience, shouldn't we be giving it to other people?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. God has given us a lot of patience, so he requires much of us. See, when someone has freed you from your debt, your sin, our foolishness, we got too much foolishness to even be talking about on Facebook Live because nobody will believe that any of us are Christians if we really start telling our sin rap sheet. So we don't want to go there. But we got too much on our in our background, y'all. Too much, right? So if God is patient with us, remember the Bible says, if you forgive them, he'll forgive us. Right?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all, you can't forgive nobody without first being patient with them. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know when people said, "Oh no, God's gonna have to forgive me because I can't." You know, well, I ain't at the point right now, Mr. Carr, where I can forgive them. God, I ain't at the point where I see what you're saying is you're no longer patient with them. Now, how can you be impatient with them and get on your knees and pray to God and expect Him to be patient with you? I want to hear that, Mr. DJ. I want to hear that. So we really expect God. Y'all, we to hear our any parents out there on Facebook Live? Any parents? Okay, good, good. We got some parents out there. Check this out. Parents, you got two children, three kids. You got one that's patient with everybody. You got one that's loving and kind with everybody. But that one child is just rude to both of your kids, the other kids, right? All right. But that one child who's always rude always comes to you and asking you for, now how would you handle that? How would you handle it? Would you be as patient with them when they're not patient with the others? Or would you discipline
them? That's a great question.
Would you discipline them? Now, I know somebody got foresight and say, I know where this is going. I know he's talking about me and God. To answer this thing right, I'm going to give the spiritually correct answer because, no, don't curb it. Let's be honest now. How would you handle it? If you see that old devious child of yours, you know what's going in their mind because you created them, right? You birthed them, right? And see, you know your child. Now think about this 1 trillion times greater than that. God knows everything about us, right?
That's right.
That's right.
You know how devious we are.
Mm.
How can we expect God to be patient with us? You know how we say, you know, I'm still under construction. God ain't through with me yet. Good. I'm glad you said he ain't through with you yet. So since you know that he's not through with you yet, what makes you think he's through with them, yet we judge them based on the principles or the fact when people show you who they are, believe them? Well, he ain't through with them yet. Remember, just like he ain't through with you. So should God believe or should he continue to be patient with you? I'm going to wait on his answer, Facebook Live. Because we talk about false teaching, false prophets. See, somebody been getting that false message, but let me give you the real. Miss Tiana say, please be patient with me. It's a DJ, be patient with me. Yeah, let's get to the next email question. What else we got out there?
We actually have some off of Facebook, and we have a caller as well.
Let's get to the caller.
All right. Oh, the caller put their hand down. So let's go ahead and Facebook question. Sure. So the first question off of Facebook this evening is, if someone is professing their love to me by way of their words and not consistently showing me through their actions, even after I have addressed it with them more than once, what is my next course of action in the relationship? Oof.
Patience, love is, and what is the next course of action? Hold on, before we get there, Miss Dina said her daughter tests her all the time.
Yeah, your one child can do that. You're right. You don't need
right.
two or three.
Miss Tiana, can you repeat that question?
Yes, sir. The question states, if someone is professing their love to me by way of their words and not consistently showing me through their actions, even after I have addressed it with them more than once, what is my next course of action in the relationship?
On Facebook Live, where Miss Tanette at? Miss Tanette, I need an answer from you. What you got, Miss Tanette? Miss Latricia, Miss Katina, I need your answers now. How will we address that? If somebody's saying they love you, they're addressing their love towards you, their affections towards you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not changing. The actions are
right.
not the change that they do. What more can you do? How much more patient can you be? How kind can you be to someone who's not showing you the love that you rightfully deserve?
Great
Come
question.
On, Mr. Nessie, actions speak louder than words.
Yep.
All right, now. love is kind. What we got? Come on, Mr. Bree, where you at out there? Talk to me. Miss Dina, y'all talk to me. Huh? Listen, we ain't slapping nobody. Is that right?
Wow. Did you see Miss Katina's answer, Mr. Carr?
Miss Katina said, I'm done. We're not married no more.
What? You didn't say they were married. You just said relationship.
Well, she said they're done. No more relationship. If you ain't showing me, it's over. What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
I look at it like this. You can still be patient, but you don't have to be the recipient of foolishness.
Uh-oh.
You know, sometimes patience is just, okay, well, good night. You know, I don't have to stand here and argue with you back and forth on the phone. That doesn't mean I'm impatient. You know, but you know, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, sometimes I need to sleep and gather my thoughts. You know, maybe you need a cooling off period or what have you. But actions do speak louder than words. If you're not showing me this, but you're telling me this, and I've tried several ways, first thing I would do is pray about it. That's the first thing I would do. But I'm not going to sit up here and feel a certain type of way because you're mistreating me. I'm not going to be mistreated. You know, I can love you from a distance all day. I can love you from a distance. You know, I'm not going to continue being mistreated in any shape or form. But then at some time, you have to put up patience and discipline as well as put up a mirror. The same way you're treating me, you know, I need to put up a mirror so you can see yourself. You know, this is what you're doing. If you're saying you love me, but yet I'm coming home with black eyes, and that's not love. I'm saying I'm not going to sit up and still get to fighting with you. No, Joker, that's not going to happen. So, you know, I have to show you, you know, time or two. I'm patient, but I'm not saying, you know, get up and sock that Joker back in the eye. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you just leave. Just, you know, go away.
So Ms. Tanette asked the question, is this just a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a husband or wife? What is it, Ms. Tiana?
I'm presuming girlfriend, boyfriend. It didn't say wife.
Okay, that relationship, huh?
It's just that relationship, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says someone's professing their love to me. So I'm presuming it's not husband or wife because it would say my husband or my wife is professing their love to me.
Right.
It just says someone.
Okay. So what Mr. Ness said, she says she agrees with Ms. Katina. If you're not changing after you've talked together, it's time to leave the relationship alone. Just alone, okay? Or maybe distance yourself. I see it. Okay. That's what's up. So let's look at this. Ask that question one more time. I'm answering.
Yes, sir. Question says, if someone is professing their love to me by way of their words and not consistently showing me
through their actions, even after I've addressed it with them more than once? What is my next course of action in the relationship?
Yeah, let's get real. I got all these good answers for y'all. Smart, y'all good. All right, Miss LaCarmen, I see you. Y'all know y'all be mad at me, right?
Can I?
Hold on, let me
go ahead,
go ahead,
Mr. Carmen. Go ahead.
Let me tell the truth, Miss. Tell the truth now.
Go ahead.
Now, say, who was in the relationship? Did they?
Mm-mm.
Say this. Repeat the question one more time. I want everybody on Facebook Live to hear the question.
All right. Here we go, Facebook Live. If someone is professing their love to me by way of their words and not consistently showing me through their actions, even after I addressed it with them more than once, what is the next course of action in this relationship?
What if there was God talking about us? Let me hear y'all.
Come on.
Everybody who was just talking. Come on, we're about to get to the business now.
Come on.
Everybody,
come on.
If there was God talking about us, what we got? Do your answers change? You're a little salty with what you got to say now.
It's like the Jeopardy song.
I would still. Mr. Carr, I would remain the same because God doesn't force us to do right. So
right.
Sometimes the best course of action is to just stand still.
So understand. Uh-oh, there you go, Miss Katina. Uh-oh, watch this. So here's the thing. God, when it comes to us being the guilty party with God, because you know that can be coming by way of him too, right? Because God, we say it all the time, glory, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And blessing and curses come out the same mouth, the Bible says.
Yes.
How many times we just thank God and we're about to be about to curse somebody out, and even if we don't verbalize it and say it, we mention it in our head. So the Bible says, a man thinketh, so is he. What happened to the patience and kindness? But as soon as we are the ones guilty, we say, but God, know my heart. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But see, God know your heart, but what about your actions?
Mm-hmm.
How about actions and words?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, man. Come on. What happened
yes.
to my people? Now, everybody done went silent on me?
Yes. Come on.
Everybody done went silent. Let me check my Facebook Live. I'm going to miss them. Everybody done went. I ain't losing nobody out there, huh? Y'all, this is real. Remember, the Bible says, okay, the same thing. What we have done to the least of them, huh, God would do unto us. What we have done to the least of them, we also do it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, there is no one on this phone, on Facebook Live, that God doesn't remind every day about, hey, I'm telling you that I love you and you're turning your back on me. I'm telling you I love you, your back on me. We say actions speak louder than words, but if you want to be real honest, what about our actions? Why do we have to then, watch this, y'all, why do we have to address things by saying God knows my heart? Forget knowing your heart. What about your actions?
Yes, that's real.
Because when it comes to other people, we say actions speak louder than words, and sometimes it's better to distance ourselves, right? We don't need that type of relationship. Y'all know we will fall out if God distanced himself from us.
Tell it.
We normally do. Yes, sir.
So the same patience and kindness that God demonstrates with us, what has us in this box of doing
mm-hmm.
polar opposite of what God does for us with others? Do you think the relationships that we encounter are more important than the relationship that you have with God? There's no way possible. They are even on the same plane. Now, if God's relationship, us and God, is the most important relationship, and he can forgive us, right? Because
yeah.
our actions don't line up with what we say.
They don't.
Y'all know our actions don't line up with what we say. We can talk a good game as much as we want to. Huh?
That's the truth,
right?
Sir. Yes.
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, if God was saying the same thing, Miss Tiana, read it back again, and this is coming from God, y'all. Listen to what God has to say.
If someone is professing their love to me by way of their words and not consistently showing me through their actions, even after I've addressed it with them more than once, what is my next course of action in the relationship?
What should God do? Love is patient and God is kind. So what we say, what we'll say with God, well, that's God. He's a patient and he's a loving God. So therefore, he should forgive us. Well, if we are to be like God, Remember, the Bible calls us to be peculiar. You know what peculiar means? Peculiar means to be strange, someone who shouldn't be here, to be different. In other words, the Bible said to befriend the world is to be an enemy of the enemy of God. How can we be peculiar, yet think, act, look like, and react how they react? We're supposed to demonstrate patience to the fullest, kindness to the fullest. In other words, the same way we want God to deal with us and our foolishness, we better start dealing with people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Ain't that something? That's good. How you doing, Miss Deborah?
Really good.
I tell you, I see you. So let's get to the next email question. What we got? Any more email questions out there?
We have one more, but we have the caller back who's raised their hand and ready to ask the question.
Let's get to the call. Let's get to the call. Miss Tina, something that out. Let's get to the call. What we got?
Good evening, caller.
Good evening, everyone. I have a question. The question I have tonight is about impatience. And I just want to know, is impatience taught or is it hereditary?
Is patience taught or is it hereditary? Wow.
It's impatient.
Impatient.
Oh, my bad. Correct me. Is impatience taught or is it hereditary?
Hereditary.
Absolutely.
Mm. On Facebook Live, what we got is impatient. Topic is love is patient. Love. Is impatience taught? Is it a learn? Is it a hereditary thing? Is it just in you? Mr. DJ, what you got?
I would say absolutely taught. It's definitely not hereditary. And reason being, I can do this two ways, biblically, mathematically. You have to teach patience. Therefore, impatience is the inverse of that. That also is how you learn it. You're taught that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is you don't impatience. When you come here, you're a baby. You don't know nothing but how to cry and basically use the bathroom, and you really don't know how to do that correctly, okay? So someone has to show you when we hurry up, time they cry, and pacify them. Certain other little things that you can do with a baby, that teaches the whole impatience thing. When you hurry up and do that, we get them spoiled, you know. But there's several ways that you can teach a person impatience rather than patience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, hold on. Let me see. Ms. Latricia said, how can you be patient when they are your peace of mind? All right. I'm going to answer that in a one second, Ms. Latricia. What you have, Ms. Tim?
I was going to say basically the same thing in that I look at it when I look at racism, right? No one is born with it. It's taught it. Same with impatience. You're not born with impatience. You're born with patience. You're born with love. So anything that's opposite of God is only something that you've taught, that you've been taught, something that you've seen, something that you've definitely picked up, but it's not something that you were sent here with, if that makes sense.
Hey, y'all, amen. Talk to me out there, Facebook Live. Is impatience taught, a learned behavior, or is it hereditary? Is it just in you? Okay. Now, before I get to that, let me see. What, Ms. Latricia? I'm going to get to you, Ms. Latricia. You say, how can you be patient when they are stealing your peace of mind? Y'all heard it?
Yes, sir.
Say that again.
Be patient when they are stealing your peace of mind. What we always say, huh? The devil can't steal my joy. See, here's the thing. Nobody can steal what you place in God's hands. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh.
That's true.
Ms. Latricia.
Yes.
You can't steal what's placed in God's hand. If somebody's stealing your peace of mind, that means you're holding on to it, not God.
Amen.
Hello? The Bible says
Amen.
It now. The Bible said place all. Huh? Huh? Where man's heart is, so shall his treasure be. He said place your treasure in heaven where moth cannot decay and thieves cannot steal.
That's right.
That's right. That's
ain't no
right.
stealing going on in God's house. Ain't that something? Nobody
That's
can
real.
Steal your mind when God has it in his hands. See, a peace of mind has to come by way of God.
Yes. Yes.
So people can try and steal all they want to, but this is better than ADT. Burglar bars can't stop this. See, God can only stop this when people try and steal.
Yeah.
I mean, it may physically look like they done stole my car, my rims, my valuables, or what people may think is valuable. But see, here's the thing. The reality is that they didn't steal God's life. He laid it down.
Yes.
Hello?
Only the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So that's whom you're allowing in if you're allowing him to take your peace.
Okay. Now let's get to the other question. Is it taught? Miss Gigi, I see you. It depends on the situation. Mostly taught. Patience takes time to apply to your actions of what someone does to say, okay, Miss Gigi, I see you. Miss Dan, yeah, there she go. DA is a learned behavior. Okay. We're getting them in there. So is impatience a learned behavior? Is it taught or is it hereditary? Is it just in you? Miss Mary, I see you. All right. Y'all ready for these answers?
Yes, sir.
Latrice said, let go and let God. That's right, Mr. Latrice. That's your Medea voice. Take this off. Is impatience learned? Is it taught? Or is impatience hereditary? Y'all ready?
Right. Yes, sir.
We was born in iniquity. What is iniquity? Anybody know what iniquity is?
Iniquity is like sin.
We was born with a sinful nature, people. Woo, Mr. Nett, you speaking, Mr. Nett. Don't get to look. Me and Mr. Nett on the same page. Mr. Nett, I believe, is in us. Huh? Y'all got that?
Yes.
Iniquity. Y'all see this Bible dictionary? Iniquity. It says sin, wrong, corruption, lawlessness, wickedness, the opposite of what is right. We was born in iniquity, shaped in sin. Y'all know what that means? That means impatience is in us. You can take two baby children. They don't know nothing to be taught nothing right now. They just know how to whine and cry and want milk. Hello? Guarantee you. They'll start to fight. Because the flesh, Lord have mercy. The Bible says nothing good comes from the flesh.
That's right.
Okay.
Impatient comes by way of flesh, people. We are wrapped in flesh, people.
We are.
Impatience is not a, you don't have to teach somebody how to be impatient. Impatience is something that's in us.
Mm.
Come on, Mr. Nett, tell them again. Patience is what's taught. Lord, have mercy. So much, I'm about to give a scripture on this. I got to give a scripture. The Bible says in James 1, 3 through 4, for you know that by the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, produces patience. In other words, God tests us to produce something. In other words, patience is something that's taught. That's why we have to stay around the shepherd, people. Love is patient. Love is kind. Although you have it in you. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You also have outside forces. That, in other words, you know why so many people, the Bible says the road to hell is broad. Many will travel, the road to heaven is narrow. You know why people, so many going to hell? Because hell is easy. It actually takes work to do what is right. That means what's easy is something that's already in you.
Mm. Come on.
Hello, people. Impatience is not taught. You don't teach people how to be impatient. It's just in them. Now, patience is what's taught. The Bible says by the testing of your faith. See, you learn to be patient. You learn to be patient by the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. See, when we're walking on that path that God has laid out before us, we can do nothing but be patient and be kind if we choose to continue to follow him, because everything won't work in your favor.
Amen.
Come on. Hello? Y'all get this? Impatience.
Yes, indeed.
Impatience is in us already. You don't have to teach a baby how to cuss. They don't have to be around cussing parents. Trust me, they might not say the F word, but see, cussing don't mean that they say it like that. Cussing, you know how people say it, the devil can go to hell. They, see, when people are always saying words like hell, hell, I get tired of that hell. See, hell is a cuss word. They're not using it as a location. Hell is a natural curse word. We just wrapping it up in Christianity.
Come on.
Lord, y'all don't want to hear the truth?
Come on. Yes, indeed.
Y'all know that? Don't you know that God can weed all through that? When did you see Jesus saying hell? So impatience. Come on now. Impatience is not taught. The flesh of God is unruly in the first place. Hello, people. You can let one child raise themselves. Who can teach them? That flesh will start to doing whatever he wants to do. But I bet you, without God, it'll be doing the wrong things. So impatience isn't taught. Impatience is in that tenacious. That's why people say, if somebody put a gun to my mama's head, I don't know what I'll do. You know why you don't know? Because, see, here's the thing. Some things you will just never understand how simple you can be if you're in such a dire situation where somebody put a gun to your parent's head. You don't know what you'll do because you don't know your flesh.
Right. Right.
So if you don't know it, how did you teach it? You didn't teach it. It's in the flesh already. You know, before you knew it, somebody hit you and you cussed them out. And that ain't even your character. Did somebody teach you that? Or was it just in your flesh? You stepped on a nail and you just said, oh, shit. Okay. Did somebody teach you how to curse? Or was it just in you?
Mm.
Hello, people. Huh?
So Mr. Carr, can I ask you a question?
Please do. Come on.
So if according to what you're saying, I'm listening and I'm hearing we're born with sin. I get that. You know, we're born with sin. And you have to train up a child to be Christ-like, to be Christian, to be patient. Everything that's
right.
Good, you have to be trained. You can teach all day long. That don't mean you're going to get it. But, you know, some people say training and teaching is the same thing. But if the fact that we are born in sin already, what about those who would use that as an excuse as to that's why they don't do right or not doing right or just can't get right? It's because we're born with it anyway.
Because
they make excuses for some of their wrongdoing. They're saying, well, I was born this way.
Right. So they gave up. So in other words, patience just, you know, flew the coop. You know, love is patient, love is kind. So they just choose not to be patient in the way. In other words, they don't have the fortitude to have something called stick-footedness. Okay? Because they're not getting their way. So they say, I'm just born this way. I don't see no other way out. You know? Like some people have the mentality that I'm just born in the hood, I'm going to be poor. I don't see no other way out. Just because you're born
in sin. Is that a true statement for them to say that I was born this way? I mean, that if that's true, then again, that don't mean you have to stay that way.
Don't have to stay that way. That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the patience of God comes in. See, when we're patient with God, we got to know what we're waiting on. In other words, I'm not waiting on the job. I'm not waiting on the promotion. I'm not waiting on the husband, nor the wife, nor the children. I'm not waiting for pats on the back. I'm not waiting for fortune nor fame. What I'm waiting on is for God's promise to fulfill itself. And up until then, the Bible said God watches over his word. And if I'm to be a child of God, to watch over his word means I must too be patient. So I'm not moving until God fulfilled his promise. So I would never give up on the word of God because I didn't come here to gain accolades from people. I don't need 1,000 people to be on Facebook Live. I came here for God. So if 10 people on here, and if God wants to reach the 10, that's what we came for, and that's it. So what give up? See, people give up when they got a different agenda.
Amen.
Yes.
That's simple, people.
Yep.
So our patience runs then when we don't get what we want. But remember, God laughs at our plans. So every time we give up, God is shaking his head like, why are you keep on waiting for the result to be your end result? See, I purposely made it this way so because I wanted to develop patience in you. And through your patience, you'll see how kind you. Y'all know that we I aren't even kind to God.
Come on.
How can you be patient, or how can you lack patience with God, yet you say you're kind with God? You know how we're not kind with God? Because we're not even kind to the people that God produced. Everybody around us, we look at them as criminals. In other words, if they don't show us who they are, we look at them. But what about us showing them who we are? I thought that we're supposed to show Christianity, not the world can't teach us. I thought we're supposed to teach the world. What happened to patience and kindness? I thought we're supposed to demonstrate patience and kindness. The world, they demonstrate jealousy and hate. They're doing their part, so when are we as Christians going to do our part? They don't stop hating. They don't stop getting jealous. Do we stop being patient? And why do we stop being kind? We'll say, well, people take your kindness for a weakness, Mr. Carr. Exactly. We take God's kindness for a weakness, but does that stop him from being who he is? We can't stop God from being who he is, no matter how sinful we are. So how is it that we really say we patient and kind with people, yet we stop at a certain point? If it's in you, see, no matter what, I can't change my skin color. If it's in you, how did it leave?
Yes. So true.
Who did you let steal that away from you? Because it should never be in your hands in the first place.
That's right.
If somebody said, you know, if they gave you $1 million right now to have a 30-minute conversation with a Chinese person, could you do it? If you don't know Chinese, if it ain't in you, you done just lost that million. What I'm saying is this. The world can't take something out of you that God has put in you if it's in good soil, if you be the right bed that God planted it in.
Amen.
But what happened to our patience, people? What happened? Blaming everybody else for what we lack. You remember who did the blame game? I think his name was Adam. He said, God, that was that woman you created. And we tell God the same thing. God, that was that world you created as them. Adam still got in trouble. Oh, no, you can't
he
use
did.
Eve as a... So I'm telling y'all, we can't use the world as a scapegoat. Remember, because we tell people this all the time, Facebook Live, it's not what, come on, what we say? It's not what they do to us. It's how we respond.
Yes.
So when are we going to start using our own words, people?
Amen.
So true.
Huh?
It goes deep, Mr. Carr, because it's our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our reactions. So if we're thinking unkind thoughts, then that's the words we're going to use. That's the actions. No matter how much we try to say, oh, that's not me, but you're trying to hide it from everybody thinking about it, it's going to come out. It will be present. And that's why we have those tests, we have those trials, so that God can truly see, are we walking in what we're saying? Even though he knows our thoughts, it will come out to others as well.
That's correct. So, y'all, real quickly before we get off Facebook Live, let's talk about kindness. What about the kindness part of this? Love is patient, love is kind. We had any questions about
Let's see. We did have another Facebook question. Let me see what it is. The question is for both, really. It actually asks, is there ever a time when we should stop displaying patience and kindness to an individual? Is one of the questions that came up on Facebook tonight.
Mr. DJ, what you got to say about that?
I say never. That's why you were put here, to represent. And no, you're here to worship God and represent. So no, there's never a time for you to stop showing patience and kindness.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's the only time to say never. we've got to, if that's the definition of love, love is patient, love is kind, we're expected to walk in love, love being an action, 24/7. So there is not a time when that should stop. It should be a continuous cycle.
Y'all got that? Love is patient. Love is kind. We should always be patient and kind. Here's the thing. Because some people use it and interpret it in the wrong way. Be like, that's right. That's never with my children. No. God said he chastises who we love. So those who God is patient and kind to, he still chastises.
Yes.
A lot of people.
That's right.
Come on, people. I see you, Ms. Sharon. Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Oh, you're, don't say Mark Twain. He got that from Jesus Christ. Mark Twain stole it. Plagiarism.
That's right.
But it goes back to, Mr. Carr, that correction. I think it's 2 Timothy 3:16 that tells us what God's word is. And if God's word is love, it's used to train, teach, correct, and rebuke. So love, patience, and kindness are doing exactly that as well.
I got the love. Mr. DJ, I got the love, Ms. Tiana. I'm just messing. I'm picking with her. Ms. Tiana, I think it's 2 Timothy 3 and what, Ms. Tiana?
16?
Mr. DJ, you know she's looking at that, right? Talking about she's thinking.
Exactly.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite scriptures, so I don't have to look at it.
You know how people said, I think it's 1 Corinthians 14. You know you're looking at that. Go ahead and say the scripture. You're spiritually inclined.
I'll go ahead and share it on Facebook, too. I'll go ahead and share it on Facebook as well.
I get it, though. So patience and kindness should never run out. However, we must learn to properly disperse this. The Bible says to rightly divide the word of God, to rightly divide patience and kindness. Some people, y'all hear me, need more patience than others. Some people need more kindness than others. Some people, you know, you can, you know, stay on top of them, and they use that to build. Some people, if you tell them one thing, oh, Lord, they crying out like a, you know.
Yes.
They just break down. So the Bible says God meets us where we are. We also have to meet people where they are.
Amen.
Yes.
We have to know how to divide kindness and how to divide patience. Everybody needs it. But see, some people, to get them to move, you're patient with them, but your patience don't look the same with them as it look with them over here.
Yes.
That don't mean that you're harder. That means that you expect more because they got more in them to offer. If you think I'm lying, why then is God hard on you than your family members?
Come on.
Mm. On this answer now. Huh? And God is kind. God is patient. You understand? It looks like your world is upside down a lot of times. That's because God has so much in you. Huh? He has so much invested in you. He has a lot invested in them, too. He has so much invested in you. Sometimes God will get on you harder than he'll get on anybody else. That don't mean that he's not kind to you. That means his expectations are a lot greater than you can even perceive.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Absolutely.
All right, look at that. Love it. Kai, do we have anything else?
We do not. Let's see. No hands raised, no questions. Oh, we do have one more hand raised just now. Hold on, Mr. Carr. Mm-hmm. Good evening, caller.
Hi, I had another question for you all, and it was about kindness, and that was simply, can showing kindness to others ever backfire?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, backfire?
End up being like, something that works against you, even though you were showing kindness to others, can it be something that comes back in a negative way for you?
I like love someone. That question. And I love that question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you answer that one. Can showing kindness to someone ever backfire?
Yes. It doesn't, quote unquote, backfire, because it's that person's loss. They're going to have to deal with the wrath of God on that one. If you're showing kindness to someone and they're taking advantage of you, then woe be unto them. Because the God in you is doing what you're supposed to do. And if they're thinking that they're conning that or trying to take advantage of that, then the con is on them. It's gonna really hit them harder. You might look as if, you know, man, they're taking advantage of me or doing this or doing that. You know, but trust me, let God handle it. He'll take care of it.
Miss Latricia says she a witness. She a witness to that, huh?
Yeah.
So Ken being, go ahead, Miss Ken.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carr. I had the scripture just to go with that, if you don't mind me sharing.
Luke 6 and 35, it says, we to love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them, and don't be concerned that they may not repay. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and to those who are wicked.
God Amen. Reigns on the as well as the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
And ever being kind to someone, can ever being too kind to someone, what was the question, Ms. Candy?
The question was, can showing kindness to someone ever backfire?
Can showing kindness ever backfire? Of course not. It cannot backfire. Let me tell you why it can't backfire. It only backfires when you did it your way, when you was looking for something as opposed to doing what God told you to do. In other words, is more kind to us than we could ever be to anybody else. In other words, when did God's kindness backfire on him? God is perfect. Nothing backfires on God. So those who don't get it, that's on them, not on God. So when you do right, doing right, the Bible says, do not get weary in your well-doing. Love is patient. Love is kind. How can we get weary? How can we faint? How can we just give up being kind? Y'all, I always like to use God as the model. See, when we use God as the model, a lot of people don't like that because they'll say, why you always got to involve God? Because the Bible says the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Like a man, if you're dating a man and he's saying, well, why you always got to talk about your kids and bring them up? Negro, because that's my children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil is the only one who's mad when you bring God up on every situation in every situation. Okay?
Right.
You can never be too kind to someone. Because if you can be too kind to someone, God can be too kind to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. God is the draw forth of the Uno deck of life every time.
If y'all didn't know, that's DJ. That's my DJ there. DJ is my DJ. That's it. That's all y'all need to know. Hey, if y'all need to book him for a bar mitzvah or something like that.
So, yes.
Kindness can never backfire. Because when you do things God's way, it can never backfire. And someone said, yes, because people take, I think that, who said that? Let me see, Ms. Tanette, yeah, that's correct. People take our kindness for weakness all the time. But Ms. Tanette, you know what, to be honest with you, and I totally agree with you, people do take our kindness for weakness. But if we can really be honest with ourselves, how many times have we taken God's kindness for weakness? You know, when God bailed us out of a situation and we vowed to God we'll never do it again, and we did it again, like a week ago?
Amen. Again and again
That's
and
right.
again. Amen.
We get in that same situation. We say, God, I promise this time I ain't going to do it again. Just stop telling God what you want to do again and say, just God, please help me out. That way we won't have to lie to him.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, because we are repeat offenders when it comes to sin. And when we are repeat offenders, that means we've taken something for a weakness. Because if you really think that God said he done, you're not going to do it again. You do know that, right?
That's right.
That's the truth.
Right. That's right. All right, y'all. So let's go ahead. That's all we had?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Y'all, let us go ahead and pray. All right, Miss Tamika, y'all, look. Y'all, that's Tamika. Miss Tamika. That's my little bit. He all the way up there in Atlanta, Georgia with Mr. DJ. Miss Tamika has been with us. He used to call in all the time. You notice I said used to call in all the time, huh, Miss Tamika? I ain't gonna put you out there like that, Mr. Meeks. All right, y'all have a great night, but before we go, we're about to pray. All right, so y'all go ahead. Mr. DJ, do you mind praying for us?
No problem. Bow your heads, open up your hearts. Father, as we come to the close of another call, on humbling knee, as humble as we know how, we come before you as bad children, Father, before the best, before an awesome God, before the awesome Father. Father, please heal us, help us. May something said manifest in us and grow. Heal us, Father. Teach us. And not just for our self-gratification, so that we can pass your word around and let it manifest in others so that we may all grow, Father. We want to thank you, Father. We want to say thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, traveling grace and mercy, our health, Father, even our sickness.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. There's growth in everything that you do, Father. And we just want to say thank you. We ask that you bring us back together again at the next appointed hour for another call, Father. And let us not stray too far from the path, Father. May some things be said to lift you up. And again, you said it. We lift you up, you will draw all men unto you, Father, so that we may give you all the honor, credit, and the glory. We ask these things in your Son Jesus' name and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, y'all, y'all know Mr. DJ. Sometimes Mr. DJ can pray like some of them old pastors. You know, when they be praying from Monday to Tuesday. You doze off. But see, remember the topic, love is patient, love is kind. So sometimes you got to be patient and let that man pray.
That's my hand.
Y'all have a great night. We will see y'all. We have prayer on Friday. We just had prayer on Monday. But we're having Bible study on Wednesday night, 225-364-0211. That is at 8 p.m. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.
Good night.
Good night.